all, I trust in him. That's my faith. How actually explain it? Forsaking all, I trust in God. That's faith. Because Hebrews 11:1 it says faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We believe in Jesus, we never seen him. But we do believe in him, right? We trust in him. Some of us, we came out of believing, we're like, man, if I don't have you, Jesus, I don't know. Right? Have you ever reached that point? It's like, if God does not come for me, I don't know where I'm going to be. Have you ever been in that situation? It's like you're trusting God for your rent. Let's be real here. You're trusting God for your rent. And your landlord is like on your back. You've given him excuse. Every time he comes, oh, give me a Saturday. Have you ever reached that place? Or am I the only one? Anybody? So, that's what I'm talking about. That's faith. When you speak to your landlord, you tell him, look here. Friday, I'll give you the money. You're like, yeah, Jesus, did you hear that? Friday, were you going to give me the money to pay? So, Friday comes and there is no money. So if actually you trust in somebody, it doesn't mean that every time it's going to come through. Right? It's like we just got saved. When you just got saved, you pray in tongues, you walk around the house, and man, the presence of God comes. Zoom. Right? You've been there. You pray and the presence of God is there. Now you get saved 1 year, 2 years, you pray. What used to take 5 minutes is going to take you 30 minutes or an hour. Right? To feel the presence of God, and sometimes you don't feel it. You're like, you do a stock check there. What did I do today? Maybe I did something wrong. That's why God never showed up. Right? But by faith we believe, whether I pray and I don't feel him, he's still my king. He's still my Lord, and I will trust him. So faith is like trusting your wife. You love your wife, you trust her. If she's gone in town, I don't have to like, man, I wonder who is looking at her. That's not trust, that's not faith. So faith towards God is like, man, being on a cliffhanger. You're here. If the bird comes and knock you, you fall down. That's faith. You're trusting God no matter what it is. Right? You're sick in your body, but you're trusting God to heal you. Because the doctor cannot heal you. Maybe the doctor doesn't have the solution, but who has the solution? God. So you have to trust in him. Okay? So, that's faith. And actually, all of us are born with a measure of faith. We are born with a measure of faith. Everybody. You determine your faith to grow it or to choke it. Right? You can grow your faith. You can choke your faith. Because look at this. All of us got a gift of healing. The Bible says we shall lay hands on the sick and the sick will do what? Will recover. It doesn't mean only me I'm going to lay the hands on. Even you. Even everybody. Actually, me sometimes, like, I tell Maria or William, I'm like, look here, he comes to me, he says, Daddy, I'm sick. I'm like, let's pray. Do you believe that Jesus can heal you? He's like, yeah. So I pray with them. What you're installing in them is faith. To believe in Jesus. Because there is a time when the doctor will say, look here, your sickness is too worse, man, I can't do anything. What is he going to do? What is she going to do? She's going to go home and say, Lord, I've given up on you, now I'm going to die? No. You're going to fight. You're going to say, Lord, I trust in you no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the situation is, because faith does not look at the surrounding. You don't. If you look on a market or stock exchange or how the Uganda Ceilings is doing, that's not faith. Faith, our bank account is in the heaven. We trust in God. We believe in God. So you are born with faith. You can grow your faith. Okay? I think you're wondering where I'm getting all this. So we're going to go into scriptures. Okay, let me ask you a question. This is a very silly question, though. But when you're sitting on this chair, did you just check it if it can hold you? Hold your body? Anybody did that? Did you check the chair before you sat on it? That's faith. By faith, I'm sitting on this chair. I know it's going to hold me. So don't tell me you don't have faith. You have faith. So if you sat on that chair and you did hold your weight, that's faith. What does Romans 10:17 say? Anybody can read it for us? Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing. Even now as we're speaking, the faith comes. Because the faith, we build our faith. We build each other in the holy faith, right? As we're talking, we're building each other. So faith comes by hearing. If you don't hear, you won't have faith. But now you're hearing the word of faith, which is the word of God. So which means your faith is going to grow from 10 to 50 to 100, right? Amen? Even as we share now, so all of us, our faith is growing. Our faith has been rejuvenated. We're encouraging each other. Maybe you like been going through stuff. You needed this word. You needed encouragement. So actually your faith has been boosted. You know, you drive your car, the battery finishes. You get up in the morning to start it and it's not starting. So you go to somebody, gets a battery, puts it on. So that's what actually we're doing. We are encouraging each other in faith. We are building each other in faith. That's why the Bible says, don't forget the gathering of the word, of the saints. Because he comes with a song, I come with a hymn, we sing it, and then we build each other. That's how the church grows stronger. Right? Our children have been taught the word of God. That's the faith. If I die tomorrow, my son will have the faith. Because he knows where the faith is coming from. I've been teaching them. Oh, we've been speaking to our children about the word of God, about the faith. And faith got a mouth. Do you know that? Faith speaks. Faith got a mouth. Faith talk. Because with your mouth you speak. And your mouth is creative. So your faith, by faith you speak it out. And you know, you like, maybe somebody comes to you, it's like, can I have a 10,000? And you say, hey, my brother, look here. I don't have a 10,000. I've taken maybe a week or a month, I have not got even a 10,000. See, that's not actually faith. The statement of faith would have been what? I don't have now, but maybe later, my brother. Instead of saying I don't have, because whatever you confess, you possess. So we try to speak faith. It's like, I'm sick. If I get up in the morning, I'm having headache. And it's like, you know, you have those things in your head, words in your head. You're like, you know, you're sick now. You cover yourself. You know that I will be sick the whole day, right? But if I get up out of the bed, I'm like, look here. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. And I get out of the bed. I will forget even that I had headache. Have you ever been in that situation? But if I stayed in bed, I will be sick. Because already I told my mind, now, Romano, you're sick. You need sleep now. I might even be in bed shaking and all the stuff. But if I got out of bed, so actually, our faith, God mouth, can talk. Faith talk. Faith talk, faith speaks. So even now we're speaking the word of faith, we're encouraging each other. So our faith have to speak. You need to speak out the word of faith. You need to speak it. As the man thinketh, so is he. You have to speak it. You have to talk about it. So even we see God during the creation, God in Genesis 1, what did he say? God created everything by the word of the mouth. Did God go into the dirt and say, now you cloud, let me make you up? No. He spoke. Let there be light. He just spoke the word of faith. And if we claim that our father is God, then what? If my father is God, I'm going to take on the faith of my father, right? That's why we pray the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because Abraham was a man of faith. Isaac was a man of faith. Jacob was a man of faith. Isaac is the one who prayed. There was a famine in the land. He prayed. And God told him, go plant the seed. In Genesis 26. God speaks to Isaac. He said, now you go out and plant. The Bible says, when he planted, the seed multiplied from 10 to 100. And he reaped in the same year 100-fold. During the famine. That's what I say to you. The stock market can be down. Say Uganda is not the land to invest in. Some people will say that, but I'm not saying it. Uganda is actually the nice land to invest in, right? Because we have speak life to our nation. So people will say that, but with faith, I'm going to invest this money. And I know, because during the famine, that's when God is going to show up. Our God will show up. So God created everything with a word of mouth. He spoke it and it happened. So we can create our environment with the word we speak. Matthew 8, 2 to 4. If you get it, because I know I was late, so I'm trying to run. If you get it, you can read it. And behold, the leper worshipped Jesus, saying, if you're willing, you can clean me. Right? The leper recognized the power in Jesus. What did he say? Lord, if you are willing, you can clean me. Those was his word. He knew God can clean him. He spoke the word of faith. And what did Jesus do? The man was healed. Right? Then we see verse 5. The centurion comes to Jesus. He tells Jesus, look here, Jesus, my servant at home is laying sick. And then he says to Jesus, he said, you don't have to come to my house. Send your word. We'll see to our next actually class to be speaking about the measures of faith. This is one of measures of faith because Jesus himself, he said, I have not seen such kind of faith in Israel. There is three types of faith. The little faith, the mega faith, and the centurion faith. So that's the centurion. My servant lying home, paralyzed. That's verse 5. And then Matthew 9:27. Matthew 9:27. Anybody? You can read it out, please. Matthew 9:27. You got it? Yeah? Yeah. Look at that. These people were blind. But their faith was to cry out. They cried out, Son of David, have mercy on us. But they didn't see. But they heard. Remember, faith comes by hearing. They heard that Jesus wasn't around. Though they did not touch to feel him, what did they do? Our faith had to speak. Son of David, have mercy on me. So sometimes there will be things happening in your life which you don't even have to understand. But so long as you have a voice to cry unto God, God will hear it. God will hear you. Many stuff can happen, but you don't know. You don't understand. Situation is there. It's actually not going. You're praying and it's just staring at your face. But you need to cry out unto God. Okay? So Jesus asked them, do you believe? And that's the question I pose to you. Do you actually believe in Jesus? How many of you are going through stuff? Let's be real. Don't lie. I know. I'm there too, so I'm a part of you. So you're going through stuff. But let me tell you something. You need to speak to Jesus. You need to tell him. And he knows it. Whether you put your hand up or you didn't put your hand up, Jesus knows. Let me tell you something. Me, I became, you know, like you reach the point when actually there was a time in my life. I'll just give you a small little bit of. There was a time in my life I was going stuff and I was in South Africa. I'm studying in foreign land. Nobody knows me. And I had this in my, like, Lord, I don't think God loves me. I lost my mom when I was 14. My father, I didn't see him. So I praise you, but I don't think you love me. That's me. Me, I'm real. I think that's what even God sometimes is like, I have somebody crazy, so. That's what I told him. Like, I praise you, but I know you don't love me. You killed my mother. My dad, I don't have even a sister or a brother. So, let me tell you, God did something which I'll never forget. There was a man, he's a pastor in Port Elizabeth. It's like 300 kilometers from Durban. He came to visit our church, so I was sitting the, like four rows, sitting, having my good time with God, so even though he doesn't love me, so having good time. So this guy, Jimmy Crompton, he calls me. He's an old man. He's like in 82 or something. He said, there is a Romano here. So I turned back. I'm like, I'm foreign. Who actually knows me? So maybe there's another one. But I don't remember how I came in front. And the guy looked in my face. He said, look here, son. You always pray to God and you said he doesn't love you. But he sent me here to tell you, you are his favorite. I'm telling you, that changed my whole life. Turned my whole life around. Even I can't be in the car, driving, but praying, speaking to God. Because he's there. If he could hear the foreign person in the land, and he heard my cry, so I was so, that built my faith, like I was so strong in faith. Even I can be in the showering, I'm like, Lord, I thank you. And I became to be real. Me, I'm kind of person like, you come, you pray for me, pastor lifted my hand, and you try to push me down. No, I will put up. You pray, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going nowhere. I want the real power so that's me. I want real, the presence of God. Like, you know, have you ever been in the presence of God? You feel like soaked in the presence. You like swimming in the power. That kind of presence, like I fall down and man, that was God showed up. But not like, have you been in a place like somebody prays for you? He's pushing you like, yeah, and you're like, no, I'm not going. So, those kind of people, that's me. That's me. So me, my faith, I trust God. No matter what I go through, I'm like, look here, you have brought me from that. This is nothing. And actually, that's what keeps us walking as Christian. Because God has made you fight the bear. You've won it. When the lion comes, you're like, man, the same God who helped me to fight that bear is going to come back. Remember the story of David? David had to testify because his brothers had written him off. Told him, look here, you're a shepherd boy. What are you doing here? He said, boy, you don't know me. When the bear comes to attack my sheep, what do? I kill the bear. I snood the lion. That was a testimony right there. And that made them, hey, look here, this boy is dangerous now. See? So does faith actually make us strong in God? And God does not honor your prayer the way you pray, but your faith in him, that's more important. I'm not saying don't pray, but your faith towards God is very important. Because faith is believing. You cannot pray if you don't trust in somebody. Which God are you going to pray in if you don't trust him? So, are we still together? Luke 17:12. Anybody got it? Anybody got it, please? How many of you don't have a Bible? You don't have a Bible. Like you forgot it at home or you don't have. Please. 17:12. Yeah. 13. Okay. You heard. Faith actually speaks. These men have to call upon on Jesus. Master, have mercy on us. Lepers. They had to call. Because your faith have to speak. There is nothing like silent faith. I think it's not there. Faith have a voice. Faith speaks out. So these 10 lepers, they would have seen Jesus like, you know, in their heart. I'm praying in my heart. I'm fine. I'm going to get healed, but I'm praying in my heart. No. They had to call it. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Because we're dying. We need you. They had tried everything. Let me tell you something. These people, by the time they came to Jesus, they had tried the sangomas, this witchcraft. They had tried whatever. The doctors, maybe even in those, actually in those hospitals, during that time, they were known. Their customers, every time they come in there, they're like, hey, hello, sir, how are you doing? So they were known. They were tired with that situation. And God always will take the situation from you or the circumstance when you're tired of it. If you get tired of drinking, you're like, man, I am tired of drinking. Jesus will take it away. But if you're still enjoying it, he won't. Because remember, Jesus does not force himself on us. He doesn't. Have you ever been in a church and then Jesus, you're like, hey, tell you, lift up your hands. No, he doesn't. Jesus is a gentleman and he speaks to you with that cooler voice. He won't force you. So, these lepers, they recognized the power and they had to cry out. So, when Jesus saw them, he said, go show yourself to the priest. And they went and they were cleansed. But if you read that story, like the Bible scholars, I know there is Bible scholars here, so only two lepers came back to say thank you to Jesus. You remember that story? The eight disappeared somewhere. The eight disappeared. So this is the same question I pose to you. Do you believe that Son of David can change your situation? Do you believe? Because actually, faith, we have to be practical. God can change your situation no matter how big it is. No matter how big it is. When you give it to Jesus, let me tell you something. What most of the time we don't receive our healing because we want to give certain to Jesus and we stay with some. But if you get tired of it, I remember I was listening to Reinhard Bonnke. Reinhard Bonnke made a statement. He said, look here, he was doing altar call and he used this analogy. He said, there was a young man who had a big mansion. And, you know, in the big mansion, he used to call, the devil used to come and attack him, fight with him and do all those things. But one day, Jesus came knocking at the door. And he said, hey, Jesus, man, thank you for coming. Because, hey, this man here, the devil has been on my back badly. You need to help me. He gave him one room. He said, hey, there's your room, Jesus. Stay there. So the same night, the devil showed up and they wrestled with this guy. He came to Jesus like, Jesus, didn't you hear last night I was in big trouble? Why you didn't come help me? Jesus said, young man, you only gave me one room. There where I stay. It's like, now what do you want? He's like, no, you need to give me all of your house. And the young man was like, no, man. I can't give all my house to this man. He said, okay, I'll give you 8 rooms. Same night, same thing happened. Until the young man said, look here. This house is no more mine, it's yours. Guess what? That night when the devil came, the young man was sleeping. Because he's no more the owner of the house. The devil went to who? To Jesus' door. And that day, that night, the devil knocked on the wrong door. So, all of us, when we give our life to God, you don't have to stay with some burdens on you. You need to bring everything to God. And that's actually some culture. Like, for instance, I know about Indians. Let me speak about Indians. Hopefully there is no one here. So, I find it very hard with our brothers Indian because they come from so many religions. So when they come to Jesus, you find them go to church and they still go to that big God with big cheeks, big muscles standing there. They'll still go to them and kneel to them. So actually, Jesus is like, man, I wanted all of you, but you're giving me half of it. So that's what actually happened most of the time. Because God wants more of you. You have given him just a portion of yourself, and you don't receive your healing. Or you don't receive what you're asking for. Right? So that's And maybe you're trusting God for a husband. How many singles you're trusting God for a husband? You don't have to raise your hands. So, okay, yeah. So you're trusting God for a husband. Maybe you dated and the woman or the girl or the guy fell or disappointed you. Does that mean you don't have to date again? No. By faith, you're going. Let me tell you something. Me, I don't believe in this. You know, you are tailor-made. You know, God made you for me. He fashioned you for me. What about if that person died? I would have stayed single. Marriage is an act of faith. Relationship is an act of faith. I'm telling you. I will take her to my house. She doesn't even know my feet stink. Right? Oh, I come from work. That one sock is that side. And the other one is that side. So she's the one who's going to tell me, you know, honey, maybe, you see this basket here? That's where your daddy are supposed to be. So, you see, that's how, because we're building each other in holy faith. So those things, if you're trusting God, and things fail, didn't work out, try again. That's faith. Because if you sit there, God will not throw a man from heaven. Right? I never seen one come from heaven. I'm 41 years old, so I don't know. Maybe the older people, maybe there is someone older than me, but I never seen one coming from heaven. So relationship, marriage is an act of faith, and we work on it. And there is no tailor-made whatever. So, maybe you're trusting God for your disobedient son, disobedient daughter. I have them, so they're the disobedience. You always keep them, bring them. You're like, yo, you don't do this. But you find what you told him not to do. Tomorrow he did it. So, what do? You still bring them. Tell them, look here. Please, can we work together here? While you're praying and trusting God and speaking to them. And you win. So you don't give up. Whatever you're trusting God for. Please, you need to understand, my brother, my sister, God knows you. He knows the tear you cry. When you are alone in the bedroom, alone crying, don't think men, we don't cry. Maybe some, but we do cry. I'm telling you. You're crying to God. God knows all those tears you cry. He knows it. It's only one thing is asking you, can you really trust me? Can you trust me fully? Can you give me all? And trusting is not going to like, you know, I have 100 kilos of stuff. Let me trust him with 50. No, this is not a bank. God, you have to trust him with everything. Trust him, depend on him. I know I'm late, so please, if you give me another 5 minutes, I won't even finish my notes. Actually, so that's faith. Faith is trusting. Faith is believing. I believe in you, you can do it. I remember I had a friend in South Africa who went on drug. He was a drug addict and he smoked his house. He had a very nice house. Morningside, very nice place. He smoked the children's policy. But you know what? I used to stand with the wife and we're praying. We're trusting God for Anan. And the day he comes, he said, do you know, guys, I'm so sorry. He's crying tears. He booked himself in a rehab. But he's there. He comes back. He does the same thing. This woman struggled with this man. Now that man is a pastor. She didn't give up. Susan had 100 reasons. I'm telling you, one day I was at their house at the porch, like that high. I'm standing there. I saw Anand pushing Susan from the porch, falling down. I go and hold Anand, and I'm like, Anand, what is this? You can kill your wife. But you know, it wasn't him. The wife understood it, and she trusted God until this man. Now this man is a pastor. Just imagine if the wife wrote him off. How many of you know King Clement? Anybody have heard of King Clement? No. King Clement is a prophet. One of the prophets, actually, who can call you and tell you the number of your house, the street where you live. King Clement, actually, is that he was born in South Africa. The woman who found Clement in the gutter, he was drunk in the morning, sleeping in the this which takes dirty water? Trench. He was in a trench sleeping, cold. The woman grabbed this man and took him to church. King Clement started playing in the church where I was in South Africa, playing keyboard. Very good keyboard player. Now King Clement, serving, is a man of God. But sometimes you're going to need, you might hold the hand of somebody else. You encourage him in faith and take him to church. So faith works both ways. Now King Clement is the one who comes to the bar and asks the owner of the bar, like, hey, can I rent your bar? It's like, sure, how much? He pays. And he comes with his band, praise and worship. They pray. People are drinking their beers. And people start falling into their beers. They give their life to God. Just praising God. He doesn't come and start preaching, don't you know you're going to hell and all those things. No. Praise and worship. And then calls altar call. That's what he does. So, whether it's your neighbor or your mother you're trusting God for, or your children, man, they can change. I know we give up. You can say, look here, I've trusted God for my husband. It's been how many years? Me and my wife, I trust God for me. So all of you know, she had trust God for me. And her family has written me off. Actually, when I told her, I am coming to South Africa, and she called the family like, don't bring that man here. So, those are the things. Thank God for those people who put their faith and actually believed for us. Amen? Maybe you're here. You're saying, actually, I have rushed this whole thing because my time was little. Maybe you're here. You're going through stuff. You're saying, Romano, you've been speaking, but you've been talking to me. Let me tell you something. I'm just like you. We can pray together. We can believe God together. Let me tell you something. You know what makes a church? The church is not a club. If the church does not reach out to the community, then it becomes a club. But the church, what makes a church is me and you carrying each other's burden. Talking to each other. If you're going through stuff, man, come talk. Let's pray. Let's believe God. The Bible says, three touching anything, it shall be done. One puts 1,000 and two puts 10,000. So I'm asking you, if you're here, you want us to pray, or you don't know about Jesus I'm talking about, you want me to pray with you, man, it will be a honor for me to pray with you. You can come in front, we pray together quickly, and then we leave the place. Is that okay? Anybody? You're going through stuff, you want us to pray? Anyone else? Anyone? Anyone? You don't have to be shy, man. You come. Let's pray. Let's be real. Let me tell you, God will find you. No matter where you are, you come. We trust God. We believe God together. Amen. Thank you. Father, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your people, Father. Who am I, the Lord? They have listened to what I had to say. But because of you, I thank you, Father. The Lord, I know they're going through stuff. You know them better. Because you said even the number of their hair, is the number of the hair on their head, they are numbered. So you know them so much. You said you inscribed their name in the palm of your hand. Father, I thank you that every situation they're going through, you're going to turn it around for good. Morning may endure for night, but joy comes in the morning. Father, turn every situation around. Those who are trusting for rent, trusting you for jobs, my God, trusting you for marriage, trusting for their children. Father, those who are trusting for you, trusting you, Father God, to give them children, to bear their own children. My God, I thank you, Father God. Lord Jesus, the Lord you give them. Release, Father God, because we trust in you as we even sharing faith. My God, show forth your power. Show forth your glory, Father. Open doors. My God, heal. Change situation, Father. We bless you, we worship you even as we go. Give us safe traveling mass as we go back to our homes. Guide us and lead us and direct us. You say the steps of a good man and woman are ordered of you. Order our steps, Lord. Let us be blessed tomorrow. In Jesus' mighty name.